For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shit Daddy have going on today on a Friday in Creighton, Bill?
Well, sometimes you just have to roll the dice. You just have to roll the dice. He's got a pit boss that's coming in.
Pit boss?
A pit boss coming in, and he's going to teach the youth how to be a craps, how to work a craps table, how to build,
like that.
How to be an employee in a casino,
wow.
A casino employment. And so he wants to teach him how to be done. Because I'm telling you what, if you ever seen a craps game go, it's a lot, and it's fast, and it's really, you better know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You better know what you're doing. So Shin Daddy has brought those guys in, and so he's got several craps tables set up today. And today it's all teaching early, and then at 2:44 it goes live, and they're going to have some real gambling. You can actually put money down like that, but the kids get to learn how to run the craps table. And so they got pit bosses coming in from all over the country to help him out with this.
So he's using the standard phrases. He's like cliches.
Yeah. Yes,
rolling the dice.
And what's today?
What's that? Today's is not roll. Sometimes you just have to roll the dice. Yesterday was, that's the fly in the ointment.
various ointments.
Tubes of ointments were available for anyone free. Those are cost-free. Yeah,
not bowls of ointments.
Yeah, not bowls of ointments.
Which like is weird. Said, weird
pewter bowls. Yeah, pewter bowls.
And the tubes of ointment are still available today, Steve.
Are they? There's
some leftover. Just partially squeezed. You know what they look like? You can just see them sitting there like, oh, somebody else has used this.
So I got to do this.
I might go up there. I need to learn craps and how to
deal. It's a lot.
You're a roulette player.
I suck at roulette.
You play.
I could probably use some craps skills.
Craps is the best game because there's interaction.
Yep.
There's fan interaction. That's kind of
fun to watch the craps.
Fun to watch. You walk by and the table's going.
Yep.
You just kind of stand back and watch.
You're having a good time.
Do you know how to play it?
Not really. No, I really don't. I need to be part of the tutorial.
I think we all should go.
And we should all go to have him.
Listen to Shindy.
Listen to him. Okay.
Shindy's doing is he bringing anybody to help him teach?
What's that? Yes, he's got. That was the pit bosses.
He says
from around
bringing the pit boss.
Oh, okay. I have a lot on my mind.
A lot on your mind like
so,
that.
So pit bosses around the country.
Yes.
This will not be real loud.
It'll be pretty loud when they get going. But you can still do your banking. Shin Daddy,
what's going on over there?
He has it set up that you have to walk right through the table to get to.
That's great. What's going on here while they're teaching craps today?
It's important to be there.
I'd like to learn.
I want to go.
These guys in here.
Yeah. Imagine a bunch of third graders trying to figure it out. No, you idiot. The game will be on in the background. The games will be on.
So he's got monitors.
Yeah, monitors will be on.
Like you're in a sports book. You play craps.
You watch basketball. You're basically in a sports book. Jay's
Midwest
right.
Bank.
Midwest Bank.
I wonder if FDIC is okay with all of this.
Well, the good thing is Shindy invented it.
Yeah.
So he gets to write in some stuff all the time that says, yes, craps tables are okay.
He pushes the limits on this.
He does push the limits. He's got a big limit.
That's what Shindy does.
Fun day today. Midwest Bank in Creighton. 464-5685, call or text as always. Regarding the bracket, it was a good day for the Big Ten yesterday. It was not a good day for the ACC. The SEC had a average day. They lost some teams. You know, Auburn obviously wins. You know, they lose a couple games.
Lost Georgia.
Georgia got pounded by Gonzaga.
Tell us the score again at one
the
time.
The game was 27-3 with 10 minutes to go in the first half.
Gonzaga.
Georgia had scored exactly 3 points.
Yeah.
Three.
Gonzaga.
Three.
And there's people out there right now because of the SEC hype that are enjoying something like that.
Yes.
They are. There's people like that. And then you can't push back much. The ACC was
bad.
Bad.
Yep.
What are we talking about? Louisville?
Well, Louisville loses to Creighton, of course. He beat by 15 points in that game.
Clemson.
Clemson had 13 points at halftime, lost to McNeese by 2 points, 69-67.
Those were the main offenders.
So yes. The two teams still in for the ACC are Duke and North Carolina, and everyone felt that North Carolina should not have been in the tournament.
Good. Right. That's not a good look.
No.
You're right.
Bad for them. Now, for the Big Ten, though, it was a good day. We mentioned last night Michigan did hold on to beat UC San Diego. Popular upset pick. This did not so fast.
Right.
68-65. Michigan will play Texas A&M, who held off Yale yesterday in the 4-13 matchup. So Michigan moves on there.
Ooh, Michigan, they'll have a good chance.
They will. And the other ones, Wisconsin pounded Montana, had 80, upper 80 points again in that game.
Hold on there. I don't like Wisconsin against BYU. I like BYU.
That could be a great game.
Tough game.
That
could be a great basketball game. That should be an incredible game.
It'll be up and down. I mean, that game's going to be up and down in the 90s, probably. Up and down in the 90s. I like BYU. I don't push back too hard.
But it's going to be a great. I think that should be a really good game.
Yeah. That could be one of the best games in the round of 32.
Yep.
A team that last night impressed in the Big Ten, I guess Purdue did beat High Point early on. They won that game 75-63. And then last night, UCLA just pounded Utah State 72-47. 72-47.
And that was a popular pick, too. Utah State was a watch Utah State.
Big
watch
flex. Utah State.
Big flex.
Big flex.
UCLA.
You know, one thing we don't know? We haven't looked at it. I doubt you guys have looked at it. Maybe you have. What's Texas going to do with that job? Would they go after Cronin?
Did it finally get announced?
Oh, I think so.
Because even of last night, it was not on the main. The only one that had posted it was from someone from was it the On3 people from Texas or someone? It was an inside reporter. But then all day it never was announced.
It's not official. I'm looking at it. There's no official news yet regarding Rodney Terry, if he's out or not. He's still right now employed as the head coach of Texas.
He might not be out.
No, they made the announcement. I heard it on another show too, Steve. And someone goes, they posted on whatever Horns, whatever it is, on their website, So I think it's On3 is what I think it is that he's out. But then since then it's been crickets.
Mm. So Texas went the route a couple years ago when they hired Shaka Smart for going to VCU mid-major, and then, of course, didn't work. He was okay. It was average. Now doing well at Marquette. The question would be, would Ben McCollum be a choice at Texas, the Drake coach?
That would be a lot. That would be a lot from going from Northwest Missouri to Drake to Texas. That'd be...
Because Iowa, you hear Iowa a lot, and again, rightfully so, they should want Ben McCollum, but does he want bigger than Iowa possibly?
Well, okay, but here's the question I would have. Doesn't Texas want something more splashy than Ben McCollum? They want splashy. Yeah.
Was Rodney Terry splashy?
He was a beard guy. They just promoted him.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, he was just promoted. It wasn't, they didn't go out and get him. I think if they go out and get somebody, it would be somebody with big, name brand. Big. I think isn't that what Texas is going to do? The thing about Cronin is I don't think he plays a style that Texas fans would glom onto. I'm just saying. It's kind of a rock fight style sometimes, right? I'd watch it if I was the AD. I don't know who I'd try to get.
The best part would be, because everyone knows there's a lot of input in Texas.
Oh, 100.
A lot of people have a lot of input with what's going on.
Boosters.
The one guy you want to see there is who?
Not Cronin.
No, Rick Pitino.
At Texas, please. Come on, Rick.
Can you imagine? He'd be the only guy going, no, we're not. No. Hey. Jeez. Hey. He would be the only person to billionaires. Yeah, we're not doing that.
I wonder if. I think he's.
Oh, no. I don't think he does.
Planting his flag at St. John's.
Yeah, he's right there. He's good. New York City.
He's
Everything's good.
Good.
Yeah, he's fine.
But, I don't know. I don't know who that job goes to. I don't. I haven't looked at it that close. But I did see Cronin's name attached to it. I was like, ooh. You could do a lot worse than Mick Cronin.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Again, Cronin, they take care of Utah State by 25 points last night.
What a flex.
It was never really a game. It was like a 13-14 point game at halftime, and they just pulled away in the second half. Really impressive by UCLA. Again,
they're going to play Tennessee now.
Tennessee looked pretty good against Wofford.
UCLA will get bounced.
You think so?
Yes.
That's going to be a. I think it's going to be a great game.
I think it's gonna be, I do too.
I think it's going to be a great game. I really do.
Well, you guys are on record now. I'm on record saying Tennessee will hammer them pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. Hammer.
What's hammer? 15 plus?
Yeah, 12.
12 plus.
Something like that.
Could happen.
I've seen them both play. Tennessee's a much more rugged team, tougher team. Yeah, it'll be hard for UCLA.
I would agree with that.
Be hard for UCLA to deal with that.
Games of note today. We do have our schedule here that we have.
Great schedule, Jake.
Now again, we won't see the Big Ten until the first game for the Big Ten would be at 3:35 when Maryland plays Grand Canyon. But in terms of interesting games, you had an 8-9 seed off the bat, Mississippi State against Baylor, 11:15 on CBS. You should see Bama take care of Robert Morris after that. Iowa State, Lipscomb. Could be an upset there. I called Lipscomb, but again, I'm 9-7 on the bracket, so take Iowa State comfortably there.
Yeah.
Since I picked the one that's, again, it's odds too, is that a 12 seed, Colorado State is favored over 5 seed Memphis. Mm-hmm. That is still the case this morning. Mm-hmm. That's a 1 p.m. game on TBS. Duke, Mount St. Mary's at 150. 7-10 game of St. Mary's and Vanderbilt could be fun on True
that's
TV. Fun.
That's a great game.
Wow. Why'd you say that, guys?
I think Vanderbilt's decent. St. Mary. I don't know. Like I said, I'm a fan of that game. I'm with Jake on that one.
Okay.
And Ole Miss, North Carolina, the next one, I think it's going to be a great game.
That should be fun.
I'm taking North Carolina.
Take the 11 seed. ACC. Bill,
taking the 11 seed.
Over Chris Beard.
Yep, taking the 11 seed.
I think you're overlooking the Ole Miss coach.
Sip of Chris Beard. That's
I'm going to start watching today.
Beard back to Texas.
Can you imagine? Hey, come on back, Chris.
There was a lot of conversation about Will Wade going back to LSU.
Yeah,
they didn't let go of their coach, but there's a lot of conversation. The LSU fans are like, just bring him back.
God, that would be an interesting story.
That'd be an interesting story.
That'd be bizarre.
I don't know if they can do that or not. I'll start watching today at 3:35 p.m. when Maryland plays Grand Canyon.
You'll miss the 4 hours first.
Yes, I got work to do. I have
You already said you had two printable stories already done.
I did, but
this is not making sense.
Yep. I got two published stories coming on Sunday that I need to attend to some of it today. So I will work up till 3:30 and then watch Maryland beat Grand Canyon. Probably handily.
Okay. Crab 5.
Crab 5.
Florida, Norfolk State at 5:50-1 versus 16. Kentucky and Troy at 6:10 on CBS as a 3-14 matchup. Marquette and New Mexico, 6:25 on TBS.
It is.
Richard Pitino versus Shaka Smart.
Richard Pitino.
Yes. His name gets brought up.
It does.
On several different jobs.
As it should.
Yes.
Richard Pitino was not a total failure at Minnesota.
Absolutely not.
It was not great. It was not
him versus
terrible.
Ben Johnson's record is way better than Ben Johnson did after him.
It's like Minnesota's where you go to die with hoops. Think about this. Again, I can't say his name. And Texters helped me out at that. But
Tubby Smith.
Who are you known for? What one team that's just incredible that's known for like the Cinderella slash whatever that then has now expanded is who? Gonzaga.
Yeah.
I mean, they rolled last night. I mean, so Gonzaga. Well, the person who started Gonzaga, he left and went to Minnesota because a better job. And then Pute took over.
Mark Few.
Yeah.
So the guy that from Gonzaga, I don't remember who that is.
But the guy that went, and no one knows, he's the one who started Gonzaga. Mm. He's the one who started the whole thing. And he left to go to Minnesota, go to the Big Ten.
And died.
And just fired.
Hey, guys. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Did Tubby Smith basically go to Minnesota to die?
He made the tournament several times. Yeah. I think he won a game once or twice.
Scandal got it.
Tubby's time was not horrible in Minnesota. He was somewhat successful.
It's a big name. They had a big name. They had a big name in Tubby Smith.
And the thing about those guys, what they all play in, the exact same arena. The exact same arena. And it's not known as a classic. It's not Fog.
At the Barn?
Yeah, it's not that.
It's not. I like that arena a little more than you guys do. I've been there. I've covered games there. I've covered a women's game there, a women's regional there. God dang, I was there for like a week and a half. It was crazy.
Did you get there like 4 days early or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, me and McKeever were there. Yeah. For so long, it was amazing.
The coach looking for it, Bill, was Dan Monson.
He
coached somewhere last year, like a small team that made the Long Beach State, I think, right? I think he was coaching Long Beach, and he made like, out of nowhere was back in the dance.
Good call, Monson. But that's what gets you. That's what gets people all the time. It's like, okay, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? Everyone looks back at certain times in their life. It's like, that was a better deal. Why'd you leave? Well, they're paying me more. Why did they leave? The coaches that have left Utah State, and they're just getting just hammered. Utah coach left from Utah State, fired. Washington, Utah State coach, where they finished dead last.
Yeah.
And now they're getting paid more, but it's just, and they're sitting there going like, oh, that was a lot more fun over there.
Yeah.
Like that. And like I said, wherever ends up, if McCollum in someplace and he's not at Drake, they'll look back and go, remember that time we were coaching at Drake? Remember what fun that was? Had good players, good place, lived in a great town. It was awesome.
You know who would agree with you on this?
Who?
Frosty.
Really?
He had it pretty made at UCF.
Yeah.
Once upon a time. Once upon a time.
Sometimes like that. And I get it. That's why you see the private jet wives. It's like, well, huh, I hope we can get back to our private jet in time when this thing's over. It's a
self and Calipari.
Yes.
Cameras switching between wives incessantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little bit crazy last day of the broadcast.
It's all they show back and forth, and it's just wives.
Yeah, I know.
They're barely even showing like the stands or anything. It's just wives.
That's kind of hard.
They zoom in on Calipari's face, go back to the game, go right. It's like three things. Calipari's face, game, and then wife.
I think if you had the quad box on, that you could see all three at the same time.
Ridiculous.
What else you got, Jake?
So Marquette, New Mexico at 6:25 TBS. Arizona, Akron, the 4-13 at 6:35 on True TV, if you can find that channel on your TV still.
It's hard to find.
I found it.
I found it last night, too. UConn and Oklahoma, the 8-9, 8:25 on TNT. I think I have this wrong because I've got back-to-back games on TNT. They messed this up. I printed this off from the website. Illinois and Xavier, 8:45 on some network. Not sure what
TNT
that is.
Plus.
Maybe CBS.
Are you guys going to wait up for Michigan State, Brian, at 9 p.m.?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Are you going
to
wait up?
We don't have a show tomorrow, so I want to wake up at 5 a.m. tomorrow. Yeah. I might make that. And then the nightcap is also Big Ten. Oregon against Liberty at 9:10 on True TV.
I might watch these games.
Oh, they're on TV, Steve.
They're all on TV. Yeah. Check them out.
As I said, didn't do a good job yesterday. Didn't watch nearly as much as I wanted. I did watch Creighton. I'm so proud of Creighton, what they did. And now they're alive, and they'll have a shot against Auburn. As Bill said, if they play like they did against Louisville, they'll have a shot against Auburn.
I saw a stat
I just love doing this.
I saw a stat regarding Kansas. So Kansas loses to Arkansas.
Yes.
And I'm trying to diagnose what is wrong with Kansas. I'm watching the game.
Well, they're not that good.
I like their point guard. And, A.J. Storey played okay in the game off the bench. Okay. Hunter Dickinson, I thought, was not interested in the second half. He was good in the first half. He seemed uninterested to me in the second half. Just didn't look right.
Dickinson
did not look right. But I think I saw that the last three times that Kansas has been preseason number one, they have failed to make the Sweet 16.
Really?
The last three times they've been number one preseason, they have failed to make the Sweet 16. This is their first time losing in the first round since 2006, by the way, yesterday.
Well, I can help you a little bit because I know Doc. And it's not like he tells me everything. But I know, guys, that their NIL's not great. It's not great. Yeah. And it's a problem. Kansas, we talk about this. There's not infinite money. I don't know that there's infinite money anywhere. There might be a school or two where you would almost call it that. There's not at Georgia.
Alabama does not have people. No, they don't.
No.
Probably the best case scenarios, if just off the top of your head, would be Oregon.
Yeah.
With Nike billionaire money and then probably oil money.
A&M.
Texas,
yeah.
That would be that would stand out the most.
I think you're right. There might be something that resembles infinite money there, but it's not at Kansas. They build a new football stadium, or they're in the process of it. And Big 12 is not the Big 10. They don't have the kind of money that the Big 10 has. And it's an issue. They have signed a big time player coming in, and they are paying him. I mean, I don't know.
Assume Dickinson made good money at Kansas.
Dickinson is, he did.
A good money.
Yeah, he got paid big time. He can't play in the NBA. That's why he's still there. He's not an NBA player.
They sit there like that. Wouldn't he rather be at Michigan right now?
Michigan's.
I don't know what happened there. Unless he was at odds with the former coach.
Yeah, may have been. Yeah.
I don't know what.
Jawan Howard was the previous coach.
You left Michigan to go to Kansas. So it's not like you made like a buffoonery.
No.
Like you look at, I can't say his name, but a good player from Illinois that went to Kansas State this year.
That'd be Coleman Hawkins.
And then
that was an epic fail at K-State.
Yep.
And so now he's like, okay, that's my team. If I was on that team, we'd be better. We'd probably be a higher seed. Maybe have a chance to make a run.
Sure.
Instead, I'm just kind of hanging out. My season's over.
No, he was devastated after their loss, their last loss. Yeah. He was devastated. He was. I felt bad.
When you make these decisions, there's going to be so many. Like I said, the 30 for 30 stories on ESPN will be incredible. Of like people just going back, going like, I wish I'd have just went old school and just stayed like I was supposed to. Instead, I chased this and I chased this, and now I'm sitting here and life's not going great. I'm 44 years old and I don't have a connection to a school anymore because I left all those. Left my connection.
Listen to you. Interesting.
When you lose a connection to your school,
yeah,
all of a sudden like that, where are you coming back to? Where do you go back to? What do you do when you go to three schools?
Yeah, where do you go to senior day?
Yeah, where do you go?
When they honor the alums, where do you go?
Yeah, where do you go? What game are you going back to see? I'm on the sidelines. Where are you going? Well, not really there. I was there, but then I left there. And then I left there. I don't have this connection with it. So there's going to be there's going to be so many stories. Yeah. And what it's going to be is I went for the money. And then they're gonna say like that. Well, how did it work out? I didn't do great with it. Probably didn't manage my money great. Didn't do a great job with it. And now what do I have? I could have been on one of these teams. I could have been on a team.
Right. But there's money. There's money to chase, and there's big money to chase. Here's the informative thing, Jake. We're not going to do this. I'm going to just say something that is a waste of breath. Don't pay attention to preseason polls. It was Kansas and UConn 1-2.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was a joke.
Yeah.
That any coach.
Wait, who was 2?
I think UConn was 2 this year.
Yes, yeah. UConn. I thought I said Utah. Like, hang on a second.
No, UConn, I think UConn.
Yeah, you are correct.
I think UConn was 2.
You are right.
Yeah.
And I told you, I was laying on my recliner and I saw 6 minutes of UConn. I said, God, they're not very good. They have taken a big.
So 1-2 are now a 7 and 8 seed in the tournament.
Just don't pay attention to the preseason.
Like I said, it's the fastest ever. I just read it. Obviously, I didn't watch them, but Texas A&M baseball preseason number 1. Early March, out of the polls. So think about that.
They don't matter.
Early March.
Yeah. The season just started.
The preseason polls have, from somebody that's done these, It's just perception. You're just going off a lot of perception. Yeah. There's not many people that are digging into the roster.
The roster are really heavy. Right. I mean, I think the hardest one right now is to say that, you know, right now is like, aren't they second Ohio State to win it next year?
Yeah.
It's like,
how do you know?
How do you know that you've lost your two best running backs, a quarterback supposed to be really good, but has never played, and they lost a ton of guys on defense. They do have Downs in the receiver back, but still.
Perception, Bill.
But it's like, wow, hang on a second.
It's perception.
Hang on a second.
So perception-based. It's so perception-based.
By the way, before we get to break, quick plug, the Husker women play tonight in the tournament against Louisville.
Oh,
hello. 5 o'clock.
Jeff Walls.
In Fort Worth, Texas. Nick Sainer's there. Nick Big Swim's down there. He was at Wings of Rings yesterday. Now he's at the game today.
Blew out at 9 o'clock last night.
he's
Swim.
He is in Fort Worth, so we'll have coverage from there.
9 o'clock last night?
Yeah. He has a late flight to Dallas, but he's there. He'll be covering the game. 5 o'clock tonight, Nebraska and Louisville in the women's tournament.
Does it seem like Jake and Swim have unrelenting energy?
No.
They lead it. Here's what they have. They have a whole separate life from ours. We don't even know what they're doing. We have
Swim
no
has
idea.
Way more energy than I
they
do.
They're doing way more things. I stopped into Wings and Rings yesterday.
You went in there?
I stopped in about half an hour or so. Yes. And Jake was killing it, had everything going like that. And Swim's there, he's hobnobbing with the with the fans, with everyone there. And the place was packed. Also was really fun like that, which was a name that you'll pick up. You've been at the Daily Nebraska at this time. Met the Star, I think, like that. Keith and McCant was there.
Yes, he was. Keith and McCant
was
with Rashawn.
Incredible.
Hello.
I walked in and it was really? Like, yeah, he's on the show with
Keith
Rashawn.
And McCant in town.
Yeah, yep. And it was incredible. I got a chance to give him a hug and talk to him and I thought about this a lot. I said it's just crazy sometimes how quarterbacks get forgot about because he kind of fell into that time right before Tommy. Mm-hmm. But he won the Big Eight. Jeez. He took the team to the Orange Bowl. He played extremely well.
Jeez.
Fifth-year starter. Stuck around for the whole five. Fifth-year starter.
Played
really well.
You were on the staff.
Oh, God, yeah. It was awesome to see him.
Bill Bush and Keith McCann in Buffalo. That freaks me out.
Buffalo Wings and Rings yesterday. Yeah. Yes, they were there. Quite a sight.
But talking and seeing him, and it was fun. So we were talking
about that was fun.
We're talking about NIL. About that. I said, wouldn't it have been nice, I said, for you to obviously have those opportunities. But then I said to him, I said, wasn't it nice to be in the locker room that you were in?
Yeah.
Guys that were all together. You were there for 5 years and things.
Do you remember, how long did he have to wait to play?
Didn't play till his fifth year.
Okay, didn't like play. Jerry. Like
yeah,
Jerry.
Like, yeah, it's like Gadowski. I mean, it didn't play till the
see,
very
would they
end.
Have transferred.
Yeah, what's he doing? Where's he at? What's going on with him? But it was, God, to see him was incredible.
Is he still kind of a big dude?
Oh, yeah, big
he's
dude.
He's pretty fit, though.
I would say right now you would see him more like, he reminds me of Strick. Bigger, but really fit.
He's fit.
So you'd be like, NFL player. You might even be like, oh, could he be this position or that position? But no, yeah, he's bigger. But yeah, it was like it was like you were talking to an ex NFL player.
Right.
It was,
when you see those guys now, you can see that's D1 all the way.
Yeah. Like, when they walk in, so what'd you play? I was a quarterback.
Really?
You want to tackle him?
Right.
Yeah. Interesting.
Strick's the same way. Play guard. You see Strick, you're like, yeah, that's a big dude. That's a big dude.
Exactly.
Think about Strick guarding you.
Yeah.
Be tough to get.
I'm telling you right now.
Shut down.
If we played him and I was the point guard, I would never cross half court. No. There's no
you
chance.
You wouldn't cross half court.
And there wouldn't be like, hey, should we jump trap him? No. Strict, like, I got him by myself. He would cut you off like that. You'd have no idea.
No way.
And it would be the most frustrating. I couldn't imagine it.
It'd be horrifying for a little white guy.
We have to get to break.
Can we please play a zone? Strict, play some zone.
Before we get to break, reminder, if you're looking for a wonderful place to eat between Lincoln and Omaha.
What would that be?
That'd be Ruhlman's in Ashland. Phil. By the way, Phil says on YouTube, the Husker women's game will be on the TVs tonight at Ruhlman's. If you want to watch the game there, enjoy some dinner. Great steak. Tons of steak options there. We're talking sirloin, filet mignon, ribeye, all the like are there.
Phil, if someone comes in and mentions the ticket, can they get any sort of discount on the cookie dessert? Let us know that.
Like that cookie dessert.
Oh, God, do I love that dessert.
If you've not been, please make plans to go to Ruhlman's. It is a wonderful place.
John Benton.
Highway 6 in Ashland. When we come back, it's time for Dr. Love. If you have relationship questions, 402-464-5685. Call us next. An early break on the ticket.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week.
Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.